did an outstanding job in Cleveland last year. But last night, boy, what a bad, bad, bad night for Kenny Atkinson.
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
One of the biggest switch-ups of the century. I've always been a Knicks fan, but go New York, go New York, go! Billy is switching up teams from a Cavs fan to a Knicks fan. Let's talk about it. I was always rooting for the Knicks.
Yeah,
tough night for you probably last night.
Yeah, I grew up just worshiping Brad Daugherty. So this is new. This is all new territory.
But hating Mark Price for some reason.
Yeah.
Go Daugherty, go Daugherty, go.
It's not really evergreen content. By the time this comes out, more games will have been played. It's really hard to like. And I'll tell you like this, we ain't never
looked sharper. It's just you need an intro song regardless, and Xavier wasn't on that beat. Instead, it's sort of like I sort of DJ'd my way into kind of making this a time capsule. Last night, the Cavs blew a 22-point lead to the Knicks. And I feel like, again, it's kind of like, it's hard for me to respect it because you kind of have to pick a team and like really ride or die for them. But I kind of get why Billy's becoming a Knicks fan.
You're the opposite. When the Cavs are down, you're like, this team sucks. I hate Harden. They're going to get swept. When they're up four, you're like, they're going to fucking make it to the finals. I'm all
in. Not make it to the finals. I'm saying like
beat the Spurs. They take a loss, you switch back. You're a paper towel floating in the wind, changing your emotions based on the score.
Hey, well, yeah, more of the wind.
Go
more
on.
More the wind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Billy, how did you feel last night?
Oh, it was an emotional roller coaster. As a New York fan, you are trained to believe that things won't turn out the way that you want. You're wearing a Mets hat, so I mean, that's just well-tread territory.
Yesterday was a big loss too for them after their 10-point 12th inning, which I loved.
10-point is, I mean, you're just move on at this point.
What do you mean move on? It was
you're
interesting.
Outing yourself as a fucking complete casual. You're talking about things that will have happened 4 days before this episode comes out.
I said 10-point 12th inning. Did you watch the game?
You're called runs in baseball.
Isn't Buckets on this feed now?
Thank you. Finally, someone's actually talking genuine.
So we're doubling
promo.
Down. We're doubling.
Well, we were supposed to. You said we were going to do a Grace and Jeff recap episode after the fucking Cavs. I want to say Knicks. Game.
Don't even remember.
And then it didn't materialize. So now here we aren't, because I'm barely paying attention to this shit.
Yeah. Is Buckets no longer on HeadGum? Is it purely Patreon?
What is HeadGum?
It's available as a podcast.
What are you talking about?
So the episode that we recorded after game one was live streamed on this Patreon, but available to anybody that wanted to listen after the fact.
It's hard because, go ahead.
Did they see the video on Patreon?
Yeah, the video was part of the live stream.
Nice. Okay.
It's really hard because we're seeing it in action right now, right? JNA Studios isn't a good fucking name. People are confused because they still think Jake and Amir is like, oh, Jake and Amir, that's HeadGum, right? No. Mm-hmm. That's why it should have been called something called like fucking pizza sides. You know,
you
like
should
some,
also
some
introduce
catchy
Will.
Millennial name.
You haven't really introduced Will, who's been on this episode now for 4 minutes, and we
but he hasn't said much.
Yeah, I don't really watch basketball. But go Magic, go Orlando Magic.
Thank
I watched
you.
Basketball when Dwight Howard was playing in the Orlando Magic. He was my hero, my Superman.
Will, are you from Orlando?
I am originally from Orlando. I was actually just back there too.
One game that Amir and I like to play occasionally, very infrequently, but somewhat, is Zillow in Orlando. If you're feeling low or you're just like, I don't know how I'm going to survive this economy, you just go to Zillow in Orlando and seven-bedroom houses, $600,000. It's like you can feel the air conditioner through the pictures. And I'm not trying, this isn't me hating on Orlando. This is me saying that it's a
it's a
beautiful
place.
It's a great backup plan.
I was just there and driving around. There are so many empty, empty, empty houses. And they're really big.
Mansions.
The Queen of Versailles house, I drove by and it looked empty as sin. And now it's a musical.
I gotta be honest, I kind of feel like the
was
magic
on this episode.
That's funny.
She would have loved
this. Orlando
magic
should have been become the Sonics almost.
Sorry.
Like, who's that for?
Who's what for?
The Orlando magic. It's like, you know, being from Orlando, like Will didn't even stick it out. He ended up in Orange County. So I guess he's a Ducks fan, an Angels fan. None of this has to do with Orlando.
Yeah. Well, sure. For me, in my particular case, I did leave Orlando when I was in the third grade. So yeah, my allegiances shifted.
Well, you went from one Orange County to the other.
It's true. And I quoted on this show that it's the most common county surname in the country. Not true. I was corrected in the comments.
Ooh, what is
it?
So
it's
what
like
is?
Number, I think it's Washington.
Washington County. Or, yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
But yeah, gotta love. For the championship race and the fans are going crazy and
they're doing it for a reason. Really good. I mean, bars, right? The fans are going crazy and they're doing it for a reason.
Bing
what
bong.
Year? What year is that from? 94.
94. Wow.
Jeff, that's the kind of magic that can
question.
Only happen
ask
on that.
Another
funny.
Question. It'll answer.
Jeff, what were you? Where were you? You were born like 96, 97?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is that song came out before you. You.
You were.
Yeah,
a star
but
in
so
the
did
sky.
My favorite song,
which is
what song's that?
Run Around by Blues Traveler.
Oh, say can you seek by the dawn's early lies what so proudly we have at the twilight's last grieving and the rocker's red hair the song's bursting with hate gave prunes through the thighs that my ass was still eight. Oh, saint, does that stark-spattered bangles on rye? O'er the land of the fleece and the having had lunch.
Play ball.
Hey, why don't they call them points instead of runs?
Yeah.
That's my favorite song.
Your version or the actual national?
I like it. I mean, I like hearing it when, you know, the way it was meant to be heard.
Yeah. So with the actual words, not yours.
I don't think I changed more than a dozen words.
Jeff, do you like to sing?
I did a cappella in high school and musical theater, to be sure.
What was the name of your a cappella group?
The Males.
That's not true.
No. It was an all-male a cappella group.
They very frequently are.
Yeah. So it was the Males. I didn't get to choose the name. It was like a
M-A-L-E-S?
No. It was like we would come out dressed as like stamps. I did an arrangement of Go Knicks Go, actually.
I don't know if everyone who gets this podcast exclusively gets it video form, but I do want to acknowledge that you saying we all walked out as stamps earned a genuine laugh from me. So if you're just listening on audio, I do want you to know. Billy,
all right,
appreciate
Amir,
it.
Let's talk about it. You've had an attitude this whole fucking record. Talk about the hair.
What hair?
Exactly. I don't know where it all went. Why'd you chop it so short? Were you
low? No, I get the same exact haircut every 5 weeks for the last 4 years. So
yeah, but sometimes I feel like your barber kind of takes it a little too farber.
No, it's usually around this. It's often always exactly this.
Often or soften? Because I feel like it's starting to like thin into like a version of hair that ends up being too soft. Almost prickly and coarse.
No, although he did say that gray hair has a different texture than brown.
Because so it's like, dying, and it's kind of like an...
It's like wiry, yeah.
Yeah, but you know like how when you're in like, you're having like autonomic dysfunction, you're like tired and wired. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's sort of been your vibe for the past decade. I also feel like when white hair shows, other than in the case of Billy, it means that you're dying slowly.
No, I think that just means you're aging.
Aging is dying, so... What's the difference between what you said and what I said?
I guess then we're all aging and we're all dying.
Not Will. Look at Will. Will looks like he's aging in reverse. Benjamin Button disease, probably. I don't mean it to be sweet. I mean it to be true. And I feel like Billy's
kind of scary. Because if it was Benjamin Button, it would mean I'm really in the like twilight years.
Yeah.
Right?
You'd be dead in whatever your age is.
You'd be Greg in whatever your rage is. Because I feel like you'd be angry and be named Gregory.
Yeah.
Jeff
anything
is
planned
sort of a
for today?
Protection postman. What do you mean planned? That's funny.
Billy, yeah. Do you think that I'm younger or Jeff is younger of the two of us?
Hey, good question. Jeff was shockingly young when I met him like a decade ago. Like I would not have guessed his age correctly.
That's funny.
Thanks. I would guess that you are younger than Jeff.
You'd think. But actually, Jeff is younger than me.
Did you have the like explosion sound coupled with the Knicks song there? Or how did you do that?
I'm DJing today. I mean, like even the fucking Stephen A. Smith talking about how Kenny Atkinson should be really called Kenny Assenson because he's so fucking ass.
He's had a pretty successful run as a
tenure with the Cavs. I was gonna say, even with the Nets, he wasn't too bad. But I fear.
But I fear. But I fear. Dot dot dot. The ellipses is just the Jeff James story.
What?
But I fear.
I mean, do you think that if it's Spurs Knicks, Billy, do you think that you have a chance?
Of course. Yeah.
And if it's Knicks Thunder, what do you think?
I think we have a chance.
No, there's no way.
You just became a Knicks fan and you're already a bad one. It's been like 12 hours and you already suck at this part.
I can't be a Cavs fan after they took out the... I mean, literally, it was like...
It seems like you can't be a fan of any belt ass, of course. That came off so quickly.
So we've already established...
So loosely on.
We've established that this episode, from a sports standpoint, will already be outdated. Yes. So, Jeff, why don't you stand...
It comes out on Friday. It comes out in 2 days.
Yeah.
Let me get to my point. So, Jeff, stand on what happens tonight in the Spurs OKC Thunder game.
Okay, I do think the Thunder rear their ugly head with a big ass loss. I think the Spurs are gonna fucking get out the brooms, twin, because that's gonna be twin losses for your ass. 2-0 Spurs.
There's this thing they teach you in theater school that is to speak with your chest, and when you speak with your chest, the voice that comes out of your throat is like full of confidence and the audience believes you. Jeff,
that's what I was
between
say.
You singing the national anthem and just speaking
say.
For the last 5 minutes, it's all from your throat.
I was gonna say.
There's it's like you don't own anything you're saying. It's such
I did have a casting workshop today with Walter Ware, and I was worse for the Ware at UCB.
What is a casting workshop?
Well, he just came and was like basically workshopping with UCB performers. And I submitted, threw my hat in the ring to be shirt. And, he started asking me to take my shirt off. And I was like, I'm not comfortable with that, Mr. Ware. That's how I ended up kind of being scared. Call him Walter Scare. No, I botched the shit. No, it was good. I don't know how much I learned or not. Probably I did learn shit, but nobody's interested on this forum.
He was teaching you how to audition, or was it an audition for a specific thing?
No, it was like he's the guy who does jury duty. So he was kind of talking about like long form improv auditions and how you can kind of nail the shit.
Nice.
I forget how this even got brought up. I think Will wanted to talk about the shit.
Yeah, is there more opportunity for long form improv like on film and TV? Like,
no,
jury duty seems like the only thing I can think.
No, it is the only thing. It absolutely is the only thing. That's why it was valuable.
Yeah.
For what like were we talking about right three. Before this? I feel like I'm having an aneurysm because like this is so like I'm the sorry,
Knicks.
Like not
you've been my talking focus. About the Knicks kind yeah. of constantly and it's been yeah. barely there.
Oh, right. My predictions. Game two, I think New York takes it for sure. I think that we're deflated. I think James Harden's already thinking about playing for fucking OKC again.
Yeah.
He's done. He never even wanted to go to Cleveland in the fucking first place. I think Donovan Mitchell is our only hope. Help us, Donovan Mitchell. You're our only hope. And he was nowhere to be found.
What do you mean he played great?
He played great till the fourth.
Yeah.
And then he was truly nowhere to be found. What did he do? What did he do? He was 0-for-5 in the last 8 minutes of the fucking game. Where was
do you believe,
he? And
do you believe that, wait do for, you believe in do you believe in momentum? The idea of momentum, oh, the concept of momentum? Yeah. It seemed
that
like,
was their game. That was their game to they need to take one game at MSG and that was it. It's either that or game 7. It's not going to fucking happen. That Garden was rocking. Sorry for Garden rocking. The Knicks were rusty through 3 quarters. That was the Cavs' chance. And they fucking botched the shit. It wasn't so much a Knick win as it was a Cavs loss.
That's fair. Did you hear about the two people who bought $53,000 tickets to sit center court front row for the game? I could not stop thinking about them for the first 3 quarters.
What do they do for work? Because why am I not doing that?
I'm not familiar with their personal lives, but I can assume.
It's just hard because Amir can speak to this, but like we launched this Patreon and it was going gangbusters the first 2 months. And then I feel like the past 3 months we've been like losing patrons instead of gaining them. And it can't be a quality issue.
I mean, it could be anything issue. It could be a quality issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As one of the few employees of this channel, do you take any personal responsibility to try and level it up for your own personal success?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, Amir and I are doing these social media sketches.
Are we?
They didn't quite go gangbusters, but they will the more we do them.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of that guy who was in it?
Jack Greenberg, yeah, he's great. Yeah. We should have him on this episode.
What's crazy is I see him all the time.
It's because he posts like every fucking day.
Yeah, he's
doing great. His
involvement
might do some like numbers for you guys, but
well, the key is I have to get independently famous and wealthy so that this fucking shit doesn't even matter. That's what Jack did. You can't be hinging shit on stuff that's behind the paywall with like a fucking dinosaur. You know what I mean?
Are you reading something right now? It looks like you're reading a script and rocking back and forth.
Sorry, your line was actually, I agree.
Yeah. You're doing a long form improv audition right now. Is that what's going on?
You no, everything whatever this workshop up until was just, to heart. Okay, shut the fuck up because I feel like you're going off script just now. Everything before that was tightly scripted up down to Billy congratulating me on being a lifetime Knicks fan since 96.
He didn't say that.
Are you familiar with the concept of the always-on community in the media space, Jeff?
Let's hear it.
So it's one of the most like forever, ultimately, to sell a show was that you'd have a show, it'd air once a week, everything, whatever. That is no longer common or desired, I would say, from people who are spending money, like namely studios. And now what they want are people who are always on. So these
streamers,
even people in you're in Amir's space where it's like every day you're going to get something new. So if I can give you any sort of encouragement, you are in the right lane. Now it's about really executing.
Yeah.
Meaning you are being always on. I'd rather kill myself.
Well, this is ultimately the nature of the business right now.
For now, in a year and a half, it'll be something else.
It's a quantity play.
Oh my God.
It's a quantity play. We don't need you funny 1 hour a week. That doesn't move the needle.
What do you
need? We need you slightly bad for 75 hours a week.
We need you to be like
clavicular.
And
if you can die on stream.
I think the tragic thing about that is...
Bingo!
Okay, actually, I'm not going to say it because it's going to be depressing, so I won't
Come
say
on,
it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
If I think it's more depressing than Jeff's
I think there's
size.
Such a loneliness epidemic in our world. I think that people feel so deeply lonely on the day-to-day that to just have people like Jeff just say, or anyone really, just saying stuff, anything to them makes them say, I'll pay for that.
I guess, but don't you agree that like just go do something?
I think that's Yeah,
epidemic. I agree. Like, just go make a plan. It's like really easy, actually.
I think oh my people God. Just don't have.
Can
friends.
You imagine the people who listen to this for comfort hear you say that?
And they'll make betrayed. A plan and they'll be happy yeah. that weekend because you can they have. But then they're unsubscribed.
They don't have.
Then
friends.
They unsubscribe. No, they stop sending you cash.
Any friends?
But you don't want. You want the show and to go out. Like, you can mm-hmm. go out on Friday and listen to the show Saturday morning when you're, like, hungover or just, frankly, I mean, Billy knows what I'm talking about, hung. I think the Knicks might do it.
Do what?
It! The chip!
You just said that they have no chance against the West.
Against the Thunder, I said. Against the Spurs, they're going to be wishing they were on horseback.
Nothing is coming from the chest. Again, yeah. I need the listeners to really listen with their ears.
There's no gravitas.
Again!
Yeah.
There's like, digitas. Shout out to Jake and Amir. Watch Jake and Amir. If you're listening to this, make sure that you watch that shit so you know that we're putting out content thrice a week, not just once. Do you guys remember Abed?
From Community?
Yeah.
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 Danny Pudi.
I feel like we're all technically fans of that. Because we all have Abed. Phyllis Diller is here. Like, guys, fuck off. I'm sorry, but like, you don't want to have a good hour.
We're
at a certain point, it's a
start
choice.
The show.
Yeah.
This is the show. It's a hangout pod. It's not a segment pod. Segments don't move the needle anymore.
But
it's
the
about being constantly off.
It seemed like it was an intro to something.
You
but
just
then
wish
all you
it
said,
was.
Instead of having rules to a game, you just said Phyllis Diller was here, which didn't give us anything. That was a dead end.
Yeah.
Right. It was on your ass for assuming it was like a game. Not everything has to be a game for people to have fun and enjoy. I just engineered Exploration Live. They don't have segments.
Great
they just
episode.
They just chat.
Yeah.
And it's so
they're
fucking
funny. They're
yeah.
really funny. And they have lots of personal stories from their lives. It's a really great show. More people should listen to it. I don't know. Do they have a Patreon? If you can transfer,
they do
it
have
over,
a Patreon, but you can't
it.
Transfer yeah. and you shouldn't. My point is like, holy shit, you don't even need a segment. You just need to chat, and people find it hilarious.
So, can I ask you about engineering that show? What did that entail?
It entailed me getting fucking dollars on the fucking weekend. It actually did. So that's like additional income that you didn't get, and
so
I did.
They needed to.
Everybody
they
was on the
to
HeadGum
retreat. Gum and you. Yeah. Went came into the studio and was the engineer.
I do think you actually brought a really good energy to the show. I kind of think that you were a positive addition.
Don't blow
your breath at me.
If I could be their full-time engineer, I would do it in a fucking heartbeat because it's either that or I get a fucking job waiting tables at Houston's, Billy, because they take people with no serving experience.
You posted something asking about catering. What was that all about?
Yeah, I need a fucking second job, Billy. My life that I've fucking built for myself is so fucking expensive.
Catering?
And this show, what's that?
You asked about a job in catering?
Yeah, because like, you know, getting, I would also get just a serving job, but the fucking shit is, you know, they expect you to be there like however many shifts a week or else you start getting blackballed at the shit, or in my case, brownballed. And I need like a flexible job where it's like, look, if I have an audition or like a really stressful week like I had last week where I had three shows at fucking UCB, I have to be able to say no to the shifts. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what being a cater waiter gives you.
Exactly. That's the distinction between being a caterer and a waiter is that you say yes or no to the gigs as opposed to having a set
And then,
schedule.
You know, what are these gigs? It's like, there's got to be some stories there, Bill.
Yeah. So actually, I was a caterer in New York City and I have a story. I have a lot of stories, but...
Sorry, you said New York.
Yeah, I know. One that comes to mind is... the whole catering staff found out that Michael Jackson had just died like 30 minutes ago. And this was like this was pre-social media. So you didn't like just find out the whole world didn't find out the same news at the same time. I'm bartending this party.
Yep.
Where Daryl Strawberry is receiving some sort of award for parenting, which is interesting.
Wait, what?
So I know it was like a father. It was like a fathers who have improved themselves and are now in this like new place in their life. And he was
Got
like
it.
The
okay.
kind of like
because of the cocaine. Yeah.
Anyway, I was setting up the bar, and the rule is before the bar is open, no one is allowed to get a drink. And I was like, my back was to the party, and I was like organizing the bar, and somebody's like, hey man, can I just get a sparkling water? And I turned around and I was like, honestly, I'm not allowed to give you a sparkling water. And I just found out Michael Jackson died. And I turned around and it was my childhood hero, Daryl Strawberry. And
wow.
I broke the news to Daryl Strawberry.
Wow.
That Michael Jackson had just died. And Daryl Strawberry said to me, damn, I knew Mike. And
wow.
I was just like, this is interesting.
Damn, I really wanted a sparkling water.
Yeah. Guess what, Will? That man got a sparkling water.
Hell yeah.
I was like, Daryl,
damn, I knew MJ.
What do
we
you...
partied together in Santa Ynez.
What do you mean?
I was just thinking maybe you went to like Neverland.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Was it Neverland in Encino?
No, that his main residence was in Encino. Neverland was in Santa Ynez. Don't ever second guess me when it comes to real estate. Billy, name a celebrity, I'll tell you where they live for sure.
Okay. Let's go with Tim Allen.
Did you say Paul W. Downs? Hollywood
Tim
Dell.
Tim Allen,
next.
Home Improvement, the Santa Dog, or whatever movie he was.
Yeah,
like
I don't know
Santa
where Tim
dog.
Allen lives, because I'm not a fan of his. Name someone I'm a fan of.
Okay. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Who the fuck is that?
The son in Home Improvement.
Why is it all Home Improvement?
Listen, you said celebrity. Bust it, all you hear is a swish. Threes
by Starks and dunks by Smith. Do you know who Smith is in that rap?
JR?
Obviously not.
Charles Smith. Power forward.
I was going to say Isaiah.
I hadn't heard, this is like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but I hadn't heard from Jeff in a long time. And, you know, friendship comes and goes, all that kind of stuff. And out of nowhere, I just got a text from him that said, who's the most famous person in your contact list?
And did you end up answering?
Yes. I said Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, yeah.
And
Daryl Strawberry.
You were not ready for that answer. You were like, damn, I'm actually legitimately impressed. And I was like, I thought to myself, I broke the bit. I've been trying so many times and I finally broke the bit.
The equivalent of your cater waiter story would be like me hearing someone's voice and then being like, hey man, I'm actually really broken up because I just found out that clavicular OD'd on fucking meth. And then turning around and seeing Channing Frye.
Do you know where Donald Glover lives?
He lived in La Cañada, Flint Ridge, but I think he sold that place and I think he moved back towards town.
He lived in Ojai. He lives in Ojai.
Did he move to Ojai? He has that boba place in Silver Lake. You guys ever been?
No, it's down the street, but it doesn't look very good.
It doesn't.
He was filming Mr. and Mrs. Smith at La Colombe down the street like 2 days
ago. Is that what we want to talk about? That's what we want to spend the hour talking about? I feel like there's some better shit.
Kind of interesting.
A reminder that
whatever you're doing.
I have about 18 more minutes, Jeff. Just
I was gonna say,
reminder.
Yeah. I mean, Hammond versus Strawberry. Who's the better Daryl? I wonder.
When it comes to impressions, or
no? When it comes to like
dingers
on base percentage.
No, I was gonna say personal lives.
Hmm.
Probably Strawberry, right?
Probably Strawberry.
Because he got the award.
He got that one award.
Got the award.
Why isn't Daryl on the fucking Mets broadcast?
He's doing a lot of good in the community, as a matter of fact. In the Mets community.
He was the rare Mets and Yankee, right? And Dodger.
Yeah.
That's not rare, Mets and Yankee.
And
he was a Simpson.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
Homer made him cry.
Me and Amir's...
Oh, sorry. Bart made him cry.
Amir, do you know that Mo's father-in-law wrote that episode?
Oh, wow. That was...
Mo Welch?
I know that Mo Welch's father-in-law was a Simpsons writer. I didn't know he wrote Homer at Bat.
Yeah.
Maybe the best episode. Yeah. I love that episode.
All right, here we go. Players who played for both the Mets and Yankees. Let's see how many of these you guys could name.
Well, David Cone and Doc Gooden, they might have both thrown no-hitters for the Yankees at the time when the Mets had never had one in the history of the Mets. And they went to the Yankees and I think Doc did it. Maybe David Cone
David
was just
Cone,
really
who's
awesome.
The second one?
Doc Gooden, Dwight Gooden.
Oh, Dwight Gooden, yeah.
Cone pitched a perfect game for the Yankees.
Did he?
Yeah.
I remember watching it and being like,
I don't think that was the question.
Life of a Mets fan.
The question was like, yeah.
All right. Who else was a Met and a Yankee?
Well, we had.
I'll give you a
Cano. Ready? Cano. Robinson.
Cano, yeah, Robinson. Cano. Okay. Let's give you a hint.
Hey, boo boo. I played football.
Yogi Berra. Yep.
Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra was a Met.
Kind of too obvious of a hint. Right.
Okay, fine. Fucking.
I mean,
this
the
guy's
Mets whole bullpen.
This guy's, this guy's first name means Dick.
Luke Weaver and Devin Williams both got traded to us this year. They were both
correct. That's not even on this list, but absolutely correct. I mean, obviously Soto. That one's a gimme.
Recent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, two men whose names could just be shortened to penis.
Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Dick.
Richard
something?
What? Ricky what?
Oh, Richard Hidalgo?
Ricky Henderson?
No, Henderson. No. Thank you. Yes. And then what about another one where it's like a tiny little pecker? What do you call a tiny little pecker?
I don't, honestly.
A Willie.
Willie Henderson. Willie Randolph.
Yep.
There's more. There's a real big power hitter that is escaping me
this
right now.
And a very popular Thai name.
Is the thick belt
Beltran?
Oh yeah. Carlos. He's going into the hall as a Met.
That's cool. And then obviously there's like grandson. There's Anderson, but this Curtis is
Curtis Granderson. Yep.
I was gonna say, you guys really didn't do this right. We draw charges and we set picks. We are New York. We are the New York Knicks. Exploration Live does this segment called Ideas, where you just kind of bring like a notion and then you kind of wax about it. I wonder if you guys can come up with your own Exploration lifestyle ideas.
So you were the only producer in the studio and you're able to turn everything on, record it, deliver everything.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
Wow.
The episode. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They did like kind of get his ass right at the top.
Yeah.
At the top, they were like, Jeff, this doesn't look like it's on. Jeff, this like looks broken.
Yeah.
Can you fix this?
No, they didn't.
I think part of the
I just listened
beauty,
to it.
I think part of the beauty of the show
they didn't
is
say that
it's observations from throughout the week.
They didn't say
that
what
it
you
is,
said.
Shut up about that thing. We were trying to move past it.
No, Charlie and
Natalie say that. They never said that. They maybe Natalie would have said something and been straight
just
with
say
me.
They never said
it was
that,
like
so we can move on.
The timer was broken at the very top of the show.
They wanted a timer on.
Yeah.
So I did it. They never said what you said.
We're boosting the numbers on that episode.
How was the HeadGum trip? I know everyone was on a HeadGum trip. That's why Jeff had to come in.
Yeah.
Did Rochelle ask you or Anya or Exploration Live went straight to you figuring that you remembered how to use the equipment?
Anya asked me because everyone was on the company retreat and I fucking nailed the shit. Grace said that live edit was great. She said the sound was perfect. I mean, I feel like I should be HeadGum's go-to sub even though I'm kind of more of a dumb.
Yeah. Say go New York, go New
York, go.
You're like an overqualified
underdelivered. Well, actually,
producer.
I overdelivered, to be honest.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about me as a fucking freelance producer. I'd rather do that than be a cater waiter, and I need money a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will, how was the trip?
It was good. Everyone go! Said that I came back tan.
I would go further than that. You came back brown, brother. Welcome, Jai Will.
That would be sick.
What is Jai Will? I'm not familiar with that.
It's like Jai Ho.
Yeah.
I'm also not familiar with that. Is it like a dance and a song?
It's a Slumdog Millionaire. Song.
Slumdog Millionaire, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Cool.
So you're saying Will's Jai-ho. Got so suntanned.
Jai Will.
And I was mistaken for a
an
South
Indian
Asian
Bollywood
man.
Celebrity.
You were Hapa to me then. Imagine Ty Will.
Not even the clap sound effect.
Yeah, no, and he went off camera.
Yeah.
And muted. How was Miami for everybody? How did it compare to the other trips?
I mean,
oh, okay. Yeah. Best Song Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
2011?
2008, oh. I think. 2008. I think it's like Obama.
Wow. Yeah, how did you guys get down in Miami? Did anybody kind of cheat on their spouse? Did anybody get messy? Did anybody watch Messy?
No, no, no. It was pretty straightforward. We didn't stay on Miami Beach, so it was very much a different vibe than I expected.
So where were you?
Wynwood.
Wynwood's cool.
Yeah, it's like they got graffiti everywhere, and it's kind of, I don't know.
Why didn't you guys do New Orleans?
It's very much like Silver Lake, weirdly.
It's like the arts district of Miami.
Yeah.
In a way.
I don't know. I don't make the decisions on where we go. there's been a lot of conversation of this in the last week or so.
Oh, where to next? How was Orlando?
Sick, dude. It was sick. I went to Disney World alone.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Why? Yeah.
How long were you there for?
I showed up at opening, and I kind of got burnt out by noon, so like 8 to noon. And then I was like, I should actually stay for a little longer, so I stayed till like 3.
Wow.
But it was very uncomfortable. I didn't like being there alone. It was hot. Mostly standing in line alone.
That's
next to like families.
That's what I was thinking. Were you on your phone exclusively?
Yeah.
On every line?
And it died.
It would.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It would.
Dead phone walking around.
Yeah.
But what about like Will, are you still in a relationship?
I am still in a relationship.
That's the bummer, right? Because being alone at Disney World, it's like you could probably find your wife.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the bummer that I didn't find my wife.
Nothing I ever say is what you want. No one ever just reacts positively. That's why I'm so
mad. There is a ride at Disney
mad
called,
all the time.
there's a ride at Disney called Test Track. And when I was growing up,
that's a good ride.
It was a really fun ride. They actually just redid it, and it's all brought to you by General Motors now. The ride itself, there are a bunch of GM cars everywhere. It's basically like a big ad, but the like thesis of the ride is like, this is what cars will be like in the future. Basically like the roads will charge your
really
car.
Old ride.
It is like pretty old, but because I was like a single rider, I was put next to this family and I was sitting next to like, I would say like a 75-year-old man. And
while
we were on the ride, all of the stuff about it was like, this is what cars will be like in the future. And I kind of got the vibe that he realized during the ride that this was like, he was never going to see this. Like, this is the closest he would get.
Did it ever occur to you that like, out. There was this weird alternate reality where that old man was you?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
to
time
me,
warped in on itself.
Yeah.
He was like an elderly black man. So I didn't immediately click to that idea.
Right.
But
racial
if
sense
I
for
did,
that.
Yeah.
Why?
It but just sounded
Jai
violent
Will
coming out
in.
Of his fucking.
But Jai Will is in. And we're going to pop back.
He's imposing his Jai Will.
Everybody can have free will, but it takes a certain man to have
Jai.
So there aren't games. There aren't games this episode. There's no game or segment or anything.
It doesn't seem funny.
I don't know why you're like, everybody expects this to be the HeadGum Podcast, but it's completely different.
No, there's a lot of segments.
The last one of these I did, you made us do lip dubbing over commercials.
It was
a brutal, brutal experience. Like that was.
I thought it was. People liked it.
Okay. I'm happy to hear it from a performer standpoint. I was like, even when you asked me 20 minutes before we went live on this show to join the podcast, I was like, I just don't want to do that segment again.
Exactly. Here's what I'm saying. You guys like you don't like when I do the segments. You guys don't like when you feel on edge when I don't. It's like there's not a segment coming. Just try to settle in and relax.
I think we want good ones. We want good segments. So it goes.
Yeah, but even when I've
segments is the worst.
Every
bad
week.
Segment, second worst, because we can sort of figure
at
it
least
out.
Every
passes.
Week, everybody's
good segment
like,
is.
I have good segments.
And then Rice song. Rice
oh,
songs,
my God.
Which are coming
Rice
back,
songs are,
right?
Oh, really?
No, they're never
you
coming
heard
back.
That?
I heard that.
No,
from
you have to
Will?
Let a thing be a thing. You have to, Ty Will.
I'm sure that the national anthem earlier was kind of giving people a little FOMO that right. it was there was no Rice pun dipping buried deep toe. In there.
Right? I did see a comment saying people like the song parodies whether they're Rice based or not. So maybe we'll just have to find a new thing. Like maybe it could be about wine this time. Here's the thing: we're not going to keep getting into this back and forth of me being like, it's damned if I do, damned if I don't. When I come up with segments, people hate the segments, even if they're good. When I don't come up with segments, everybody's mad that I didn't come up with segments. It's a fucking catch 57. Yeah.
It's not. That's fair. That's, I mean, honestly, that's fair.
It's fair if it was true, but it's not true.
I'll just go on the other side. I'll go on the other side of Amir's argument and say that Jeff does carry a lot of weight. And
yes,
he does, it's not a joke. And he does do, honestly, more preparation for his shows than most of the podcasts I've produced, been a part of, or
not this have. One.
But whether the work is worth it or not is like not yeah. the conversation I'm having right now. It's just that work does go in. I remember once,
and I was like, there was no work done for this episode.
No, that's
some of the best
clear.
Episodes are the ones that I spent the least amount of time on, and then some of the ones that you guys complain about the most are the ones I spent 3 hours on.
Well,
so that's why I've decided to start erring on the side of caution / less work.
Where there is one episode, and I didn't watch it respectfully. Yep. I was like, this is a crash. This is like not a cry for help, but this is like a crash and burn. Like this is you're playing
Which one
in dangerous
was that,
territory.
I wonder.
It was the HeadGum episode where you were everyone.
Yeah.
You were all of the guests. You were also the engineer. And I was like, he probably put in like 20 plus hours of work to pull this off.
You thought it was bad.
Well, I didn't watch it. So I don't have any like feelings on how it turned out. I'm just saying that when you see stuff like that, it's like, they've definitely run out of ideas, and this is dangerous territory.
That's why the HeadGum podcast is over and done with, and everybody wants That's Funny to be the same fucking show. It's a brand new show.
You're right. It's a hangout podcast where we talk about the Mets.
And the Knicks, kind of.
Yeah.
Honestly, if that was the case, I would co-host, because those are two of my favorite things. I won't, but...
Jai New York, Jai New York, ho.
Yeah, so not every song parody.
Yeah,
but a
it
lot
really
of them
should
do
be
have.
Kind of based on rice.
Again, Jeff, I have to leave in 5 minutes. I know that Amir sometimes just goes away. He just signs
gonna
out.
Say, me and Will can do it, but that's the second hour.
I don't want to do that to you, but...
Second hour.
I just, you can't beat a dead horse into the goddamn ground, Amir. All right. I know, like, you know, I'm sorry, but like, how long did Jake and Amir go? 40 years?
10 or 11.
That's too many years. No one wants the HeadGum podcast to go 11 years. All right. It's over.
It's never over.
This is That's Funny.
Yeah, we know, but so far it's been pretty
Welcome
fucking identical podcast. Just sometimes you don't have anything planned. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but people enjoy it either way.
Do they?
People enjoy the show just as long as it comes out. And the other thing is, when
just
again,
as long as
I'm
going to
stop
out.
Doing work and people just enjoy it either way.
No, I'm saying
as long
no
as it comes
my
out.
Confidence
By the way,
as
you were not even
Patreon.
On last week's episode.
Whether
you weren't
I put,
here.
Whether I put a
that
ton
was everyone's
of effort
favorite
into the
episode.
Segments.
The one
exactly.
where you said I can't be
exactly.
there for that. I need to recharge my mental battery. You came back with nothing
That's not
planned.
What I said.
You
I
took
said
a vacation and you returned
we have to.
With
I said
nothing.
It would be a huge fucking hell.
Zero.
If you could host one episode in 7 years.
And you know what? I did.
And it was
and
a
you
hit.
Came back and you still got, you're acting like this is the fifth episode you've hosted this week.
No, but you're acting like I took a mental health week last week. Last week I was insanely busy.
Oh, with
so,
what?
With fucking trying to become the next Jai-Ho.
Okay.
No, I had two sketch shows at UCB, an improv show at UCB, and then I launched a new internet talk show.
You
which
launched
I filmed,
it?
Wait.
Not launched. I shot it, the first three episodes. So stay tuned for that.
Is that going to be on
Jesus
the channel?
Jesus Christ, it was a ton of work and a ton of money, which is why I need a second job.
Mm.
No, it's not going to be on this. You think I'm going to tie my fucking horse to like a dead one? No, I'm launching my own fucking thing. It's called Jake and Jeff Studios. No, it's going to be for free. How about that?
That's sick. What's it called?
Oh my God. It's like, it's not a fun show when it turns into a fucking cross examination.
Not a cross examination. It's an actual interesting conversation for once.
I'm not going to release those details yet. It's going to be a major drop.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
Billy has to go.
Yeah. I wish you luck.
Thanks, Billy. Man.
Sounds like a really big undertaking.
Let's go Knicks. Unless the Cavs win next.
I was going to say something nice to Jeff, just like firmly interrupted. Yeah, just like just firmly interrupted.
He doesn't want to
interrupted.
Hear.
Yeah.
Will, good seeing you, man.
Great to see you, Billy.
AB, good luck with your Spurs bet tonight.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a great game. Are you going to be able to watch?
I am. I am going to be able to watch.
Cool.
Me and the kid are going to be on the couch watching the game.
That's nice.
She doesn't like watching.
She's a Wemby stan.
Jeff, if you thought that I would snap back at you if you talked about my wife on the HeadGum podcast, there is no room for you telling me anything about my daughter. less room than you can imagine.
Yeah. I honestly
don't even want you to say the word she. I honestly don't even want that. She is already like. All right, dudes,
she's going to be an Olympian.
Appreciate you all. I'm sorry that I have to cut it short, but best of luck to everybody in the coming days.
We're jealous.
Coming days or next 15 minutes?
I'm out.
Bye.
There's a lightness.
Segments. So the first game.
So we have four things we need to get through. All right. There's going to be a Rice Terry song. We're going to play middles. There's going to be Daryl or Hammond or whatever the fuck.
That was almost a game.
Or Hammond.
Yeah, well, it could have been a segment. Yeah. You guys kind of like instantly answered. Wait,
your segment was Yankee and Met combo, which I don't think
Thank
is
you.
Very...
So we had like some segments.
Immaculate Grid or something. But yeah, that's funny. Are you still doing matcha?
I don't do matcha, so you must be asking you, Jeff.
Yeah. Me? I had one matcha.
Yeah, you were like, I thought you were like dabbling, becoming a matcha man.
A matcha fiend. No, I went straight back to cold brew, and now I'm like constantly anxious as hell.
Got it. So it's not doing well for you.
Cold brew makes everyone anxious. They just like it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm an iced coffee man for that reason.
I had a dream that I was going to go on anxiety medication. But I don't need to.
Yeah, that was just a dream.
If you had a dream about it, then maybe you do.
That's true.
That's funny.
It's hard to know what's like medication level anxiety and what's just like
everybody has
bad.
It. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've experienced both. There's been parts of my life where I'm like, ah, shit, this is really not normal. I should probably be on medication, but I don't want to be. So let me just fix it through other shit. And then that works. And then I don't need it. But we'll never not be anxious. You know what I mean? Like nobody doesn't have anxiety.
I think people don't have anxiety. Like,
okay, but those people are like boring.
No, I think they're at peace.
Yeah, people at peace are boring. They have nothing to talk about and there's no way you can relate to them. Like, actually think about the people that you know that are just like, their life is just good. It's like, they're not fun to be around. There's no edge.
Well, I don't
there's
think it's that their life is good. It's that they've accepted the life, suffering and all.
They're not fun to go to dinner with. Don't sit there and tell me that they're fun to go to dinner with. Where it's
Do
like,
I seem like an anxious person?
Of course.
Then why don't we go to dinner, dude? Seriously.